for the ability you've given me to minister your word. And I give you glory and praise for that. In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. And again, I want to pretty much pick up where I left off, but I'm going to do a real quick as I can anyway, review so that you can kind of connect to where we were 2 weeks ago. And Joshua, and by the way, my subject is good success. Everybody say good success.
Good success.
Say it again.
Good success.
Now, why did I title it good success? Well, first of all, it's in the Bible, and we'll read that in just a few minutes. But I want you to understand you can have what the world calls success, but it's not good success. You know, if you lie, cheat, and steal to get what you want in life, to get the money you want, to get the material things you want, whatever it is you want in your life, if you have to lie, cheat, and steal, whatever, you may be successful, but it's not good success. It's not good success. And God wants us to have what? Good success. All right, let's read it. Joshua, the first chapter, and the 8th verse. God was talking to Joshua here, and he told him, he said, this book of the law, well, it's the word of God. Amen?
Amen?
The word of God. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. In other words, you got to keep it coming out of your mouth, speaking it. Let the words of God be in your mouth. But this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Amen. You think on it, ponder it, mutter it, speak it day and night. Let it be flowing out of you. Why? That you may observe to do according to all, everybody say all.
All.
I'm going to finish reading this verse, but I want to make a point. I think I made this point 2 weeks ago, and I want to say it again. Too many times as Christians, and too many times those of us as preachers have picked out our little pet subjects and preach them to the people. And they've been the word of God in most cases. But God has called us to preach, and he has called you to hear the whole counsel of God.
Amen.
Amen. To kind of simplify what I just said, we don't get to pick and choose what we want to hear, pick and choose what we want to do. We are to receive all of the Word of God. Are you still here? And so we see here, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate, and this is a New King James Version, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all, not some, to all that is written in it. Now, when you have made up your mind that you are committed to do all according to written, all that's written in it. Now, it didn't say you were perfect. We don't get saved today and become adults tomorrow. We have to grow, don't we?
Amen.
And we grow through the continual hearing of the Word of God. But we got to have a mind and a heart to receive all of the Word of God as we grow in the Word of God. Are you still here? So it says when we observe to do according to all that is written in it for then. Everybody say then. Say it again. For then you will make your way what?
Prosperous.
And then you will have what?
Good success.
What kind of success?
Good success.
Say that again.
Good success.
Then you will have good success. Hallelujah. You'll make your way prosperous, and then you'll have good success. Amen. Now, you might remember, I told you this, that there is spiritual success, right? Matter of fact, before I finish it, 3 John 2 says, I wish above all things that you may prosper. There's that word there again. That you may prosper. Matter of fact, I'm quoting it, but go ahead and put it on the screen for me. 3 John 2, real quick, guys. 3 John 2. So I don't know if you're there with me or not, but I want you to see it. And I like to quote 3 John 2 from the King James Version, the original King James Version. So go ahead and put that on there for me. But I'll read it. As soon as they get it on there. But what it is saying, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health. Amen. Are we getting there? 3 John 2. Oh, there it is. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. God wants you to prosper.
Amen.
You believe that?
Amen.
If you believe God wants you to prosper, that doesn't mean that you are believing something wrong. Amen. I mean, our Lord himself said, give, and it would be given back to you. Pressed down, good measure, shaken together, and running over. So, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. How many of you know God wants you healthy? God wants you healthy. Even as, you see that? Even as what? Thy soul prosper. Even as thy soul prosper. So sometimes we lock in on the prospering side of it, or we lock in on the health side of it. But we leave out the prosperity of the soul. Now, according to Joshua 1:8, that if we are going to have good success, we need to prosper in three areas: spiritually, that's the most important. Did you hear me? I said, did you hear me?
Yes.
Listen to me. Your spiritual walk with God is the most important thing in your life. Do you know you can be physically healthy? You can just be healthy and have all the money you could ever want. still die and go to hell if you're not born again? I said, if you're not born again. We need our health. Our health is important. We need provision and so forth. Those things are important. But listen, our relationship with God is the most important thing. I would rather die sick and poor than to die without Jesus. Amen. But thank God I don't have to. I can still have him, but you got to have your priorities in order. You're still here. So there is spiritual success. We've covered it, but I'm just going over it again. And then there's physical success, and that's our health. We need our health. We need to take care of our bodies, our temples, and trust God in concerning our health. Get full of the word of God when it comes to healing scriptures and so forth. Amen. Get them on the inside of you. Amen. And then, of course, financial success. All those things are good according to 3 John 2. And then we went over to the first psalm. Go there real quick. Now, the Bible does say faith comes by hearing, right? Not by just having heard, but by hearing. So Psalms, the first chapter, I covered this with you 2 weeks ago. I won't stay on it long, but I want you to get, and some of you may not have heard it, but listen at this. I want to read the first three verses. Blessed. Everybody say blessed.
Blessed.
Say it again.
Blessed.
Blessed is the opposite of cursed. All right? Blessed is the opposite of cursed. So it says, blessed is the man, and this includes the females too. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, everybody say his delight. You know you can change your want to's. If you have a desire to go out and live a life that's not pleasing to God, and it may be bringing pleasure to your flesh, but it's not pleasing to God, you know, you can change your will concerning that matter. One thing the devil cannot do and God will not do. I'm going to say that again. There's one thing that the devil cannot do and God will not do. Is lord over your will. Because if he could, none of us would be born again today. We made up our mind we want Jesus in our life, and once we made up our mind, there wasn't a thing the devil could do about it. Not one thing. He had to let you go. He had you, but he had to let you go. He had me, but he had to let me go. Because I made up my mind, God gave me a will, and I chose Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something else. God will not lord over your will. Because if you had made the decision, I don't want Jesus, God would have let you go on to hell. That's not what he wants. That's the reason he sent Jesus. He'd have let us all go on to hell if that's what we chose. It's an act of our will. I heard the good news of the gospel, and I made up my mind, I want what I'm hearing. And God said, you can have what you're hearing. and I gave my life to Jesus Christ. But now back to where we were in Psalm 1, it says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. And it goes on to say, verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Notice it says his delight. His delight. He made a decision. He or she made a decision. I'm going to stay with the will of God for my life. I'm going to the word of God. I'm going to follow God. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He or she shall be like a what? Tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not do what? Wither. And whatever he does shall what? All because of an act of their will. You hear me? All because of an act of their will. Amen. Why do all through the Bible, we hear God saying, or the word of God saying, love the Lord, love the Lord, love the Lord, love the Lord with all your heart and all your mind, and you know, everything within you, love the Lord, love the Lord, love. Why is he telling us that? Because it's an act of our will. And he gave us that. He gave us a free will. Now, as I go on for a few more minutes, I probably won't get finished today, folks, but this is so, so important, what I'm sharing with you. As we move forward, you have to understand that your will is involved. Our will is involved. Hallelujah. So we've been instructed not to listen or heed ungodly counsel. Now, I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah. Hallelujah. Isaiah. Matter of fact, Isaiah, the first chapter. I'm trying to get there myself. Everybody say again, good success. Good success. Hallelujah. Now, we see another example of what I'm ministering to you here in the book of Isaiah, the first chapter. Remember, I told you it's an act of our will. Sometimes we miss out on what God wants for us or God's best for us because of a lack of obedience on our part. It's an act of obedience or lack of obedience on our part. Now, in Isaiah chapter 1, I'll begin reading at verse 17. Learn to do good. I'm reading again from New King James Bible. Learn to do good. You see it up there? Do what? Say it again. Learn to do good. Well, how are you going to learn? You got to get right here. And not only right here in your own personal study, but hearing it preached, as I'm doing right now. Learn to do good. Seek justice. In other words, rebuke the oppressor. I mean, you know, if you're wrong, let them know. Brother, you're wrong. This is not right. Defend the fatherless. Plead for the widow. That's having a heart of compassion, isn't it? Now look at verse 18. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. But now I want you to pay special attention to verse 19. Oh, they have it on the screen already. Let me stop right there. If, everybody says if. Now, what is the if referring to? It's referring to simply this. If you choose to do, by an act of your will, if you are what? Willing. If you are willing. Now, let me point out something here. What it does not say is, if you are willing, you shall eat the good of the land. That's not what it says. That's not what it says. We're talking about good success. What it does say is, if you are willing and what?
Obedient.
Willing and what?
And
obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. That's a promise from God. That's a promise from God. If you're willing and obedient, I'll bless your life. Will you go through some tough times? Of course. There may be famine all around you, but we have a promise from God. I believe it's Psalm 37, that even in the land of famine, we'll be satisfied. If we'll walk with God. If we'll walk with God. If we'll do what he's telling us to do. Listen to this. If we will live the way he's telling us to live. If we make a choice that we are not going to live a carnal life, if we're not going to do, we make a choice that we are not going to do our own thing. Oh, y'all still here? So sometimes we miss it because of a lack of obedience. We're told in Joshua to observe to do all that is written therein. Learn what he wants and do that. Learn what he wants. We don't get it all in one day. We don't get it all in one year. Learning is a continual thing. But as we grow in the Lord, we need to put into practice what we learn. And the Bible have a lot of things to say about a lot of things. Has much to say. Turn to the book of Ephesians. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be able to get into this today like I really want to, but I want to leave you with something. The book of Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Say the book of Ephesians was written to the church. Say, I'm a part of the church. I'm a member of the church. And I'm talking about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about a building or a particular group of people. This was written to us. All right? Just like my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's for us, isn't it? Amen. Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. That's for us, isn't it? Amen. Well, let me tell you something. Ephesians chapter 5 is for us too. So I'm going to read some of it. Is that all right? Because we want to have good success in our life. Success spiritually, physically, and financially. Therefore, be imitators of God. Walk in love. This is, by the way, folks, this is not an option. Now, we do it as an act of our will, but God says, this is what I want. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. But, everybody say but. But fornication. That's illicit sex. See, sex is a big time thing now. I'm not talking about sex between husband and wife either. I'm talking about sex between someone that's not your spouse. I mean, that's grown big time. I mean, you know, folk watch TV, and I'm not saying not watch TV, but you better be selective about what you watch. Can I get an amen on that one?
Amen.
Movies, you better be very selective about what you watch. Let me tell you something. Them folk on some of these TV shows and some of these movies, they're entertaining you. They're entertaining you. And they making money off of you while they entertain you. But they're also preaching to you. Because if your favorite star is crawling into bed with somebody that they shouldn't, or doing something else they shouldn't be doing, they're trying to get their message over to you, it's all right. It's all right. So old-fashioned. Doesn't change what the Bible says. But fornication and all, everybody say all. And all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be name among you.
Amen.
And as it is fitting for saints. It's gonna mess up your good success. You're still here.
Amen.
Now I know people don't like to hear this kind of preaching. Because most folk nowadays have this stay out of my business type attitude. I'm not in your business. I'm just preaching the word of God. I don't go home with you. And if I visit your house, I do not ask to go into your bedroom, look into your chest of drawers, and just kind of see what you might have hid in there. Not going to do it. But I am going to preach and teach you the word of God.
Amen.
And it should not be limited to me. You should be reading it for yourself.
Amen.
Because the same thing I'm preaching to you is written right here. And you can read it for yourself. Matter of fact, search the scriptures and see if those things be so. Living impure lives have no place in the church. Oh, people that are impure need to be invited to church so they can get saved or get their lives straight. But God wants us to have good success. And if we're going to have good success, we got to receive all the word of God. So let me read on. I'll begin in verse 3 again. But fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, And you may be saying, preacher, I know that stuff. Are you doing it? Are you living it? Said, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be named among you as it is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, joking, coarse jesting and or joking, which are not fitting. In other words, these things are not proper for God's people. Amen. Some things the world do, but it's not proper for us. Are you still here? Yeah. Well, what should we be doing? Giving thanks. Giving thanks to God. Verse 5, for this you know, that, y'all ready for this? Yeah. Now see, I'm reading this from the Bible, and y'all got Bibles, right? Yeah. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. You ready for this? Let no one deceive you with empty words. Guys, I need you to do something for me. Verse 6, give me the Amplified Version. Amplified Version, verse 6. Let no one delude and deceive you with empty excuses. Oh, man, it's all right. I mean, come on. We live in the world. We got a body. Now, you know, and you know, God gave us certain things, and, you know, it's all right. He'll forgive you. I've actually heard of a preacher telling some of his congregants, go ahead and do what you want to do, and then ask God to forgive you. You'll be all right. Let no one delude and deceive you with empty excuses and groundless arguments for these sins. Now, this is in the Bible, folks. Amen. For through these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of rebellion and disobedience. Now, give me that same verse, New Living Translation. I just want to read you a different version of it, New Living Translation. Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins. For the anger of God will fall on all who disobey him. If we want to walk in the good success of God, we can't be running around jumping in the sack with everybody. Because sex is the number one problem people have, especially younger people. Because as you get older, for some folks, have a tendency to decrease, and then they have other things that distract them. Amen. You may say, Pastor, come on, you're being hard now. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just telling you the truth. And let me read just a little further. I'm going to have to quit. We're going to revisit this. And I hope you'll come back. Amen. Amen. Now, if you want the word of God, come back. If you want something watered down, then find somewhere else to go. If you want it watered down. But when I stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, he ain't gonna look at me and says, boy, what were you doing down there? What's wrong with you? But Lord, thank you for Jesus dying for me. I made it to heaven. Well, son, you're welcome, but you messed up some folk. You didn't tell them the truth. I mean, you know, I think I know how to fill up a church. Of course, probably y'all wouldn't be here, but I'd probably have a church full of other folks. Fine, come and sing a Christian song or two, and get you some dancers as half dressed. You hear what I'm saying? Put a few of them on the front row that you know got skirts up to here. We know all that junk is carnal. I'm just saying, my job is not to fill the church. My job is to preach the gospel.
That's right.
And not to turn the men on just to get them to come to church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, I got to quit. Y'all know that. Where did I stop? Okay, let me pick up in verse 8. Listen at what the Word of God says. Now, he's telling us not to do these things, to move away from these things. And verse 8 says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." What are we to do?
Walk
as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather do what?
Expose them.
For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. And I'll just stop it right there. He goes on to say in verse 14, therefore he says, "Awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." Listen, I want to have good success. You hear me? I want to have the God kind of success. And if we're going to have the God kind of success, then we got to do like it says in Joshua 1:8, do all that is written, all according to that is written therein. Well, Pastor, you disappointed me. I thought you were going to preach on something else. Well, I'm not sorry. Listen, I want you ready to meet your maker. If somebody yell out, "The bridegroom cometh," don't yell back. Ask him to hold up for about an hour. I got some things I got to change. I don't want him to see me this way. Glory to God. Have you been blessed by the Word?
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your Word. That Word that will not return back to you void. Thank you, Father, for loving us and revealing to us and showing us those things that will destroy us. Father, you do it because you love us. You don't do it because you're trying to make our lives miserable. You're not